Welcome to Joyful Eating, the podcast that shows food lovers how to love their food and feel good in their clothes. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've found a simple way to enjoy food and wine without feeling deprived, without regretting what I ate or drank, and without sacrificing my health or my waistline. And the good news is I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Welcome to the very first episode of Joyful Eating. Today we're going to start at the very beginning and answer the question, what is joyful eating? And I thought the best way to do that was to describe what joyful eating looks like for me and where I'm at now with my relationship with food. So first thing is I absolutely love everything I eat. Well, actually, probably there are some things that are okay, but not amazing. But yeah, I genuinely love all the food I eat. So I enjoy proper meals and snacks. So I generally have lunch at about 1 o'clock. That's my first meal of the day. And then I have an afternoon snack with the boys about 4 p.m. And then we usually have dinner around 6. And I'm not constantly grazing throughout the day, but I really enjoy my meals. Another thing that I've done a lot of work around is that I naturally stop when I've had enough. And it's a skill that I've developed so that, you know, I actually just, you know, they'll get to a point in the meal where I feel satisfied. I know I've had enough and I'm able to just stop. So I never beat myself up or feel guilt or shame about anything I ate or drank. I never count anything. I never weigh things. I don't count carbs or calories or whatever. I genuinely just rely on my body letting me know when I've had enough. So even though I eat mostly low carb to manage my diabetes, I never feel like I'm restricting or missing out on anything like ever. So I never tell myself that, you know, I miss bread or pasta or rice or cookies or ice cream because I genuinely don't want them. And if there is something, like if I do really feel like some pasta or some bread, then I find a way to have them. And it really is that simple. And another thing is that I rarely pick things when I'm cooking. So now when I sit down to dinner, I actually feel hungry and I really get to enjoy the meal. And eating really is a joyful experience for me. And, you know, I can go through a whole day of like, for my work, I do photo shoots. So I can go through a whole day of like cooking and taking photographs of food without picking at anything. And I'll just have my lunch, I'll take a break, sit down, have my lunch, enjoy my lunch, and then get back to the photography. And, you know, that is a minor miracle in itself because, you know, it's certainly my relationship with food wasn't always like this. So I used to have some really terrible food habits. So, you know, I'd be constantly picking at things when I ate. You know, I'd sit down to dinner and I'd already be feeling stuffed and bloated and really gross, but then I'd eat my meal anyway. You know, I've been there. I've had my share of binging. I've had my share of emotional eating, but that's definitely a thing of the past for me. I used to overeat all the time. Like I'd just, you know, be constantly finishing a meal and just be feeling really gross and bloated. And I used to drink enough to get hangovers on a regular basis because I did used to be a winemaker. So alcohol's definitely something that's been a problem for me in the past. But now I genuinely have a healthy relationship with food and wine. You know, I really can stop when I've had enough. And these days I can take alcohol, I can take it or leave it. And I usually have about, you know, on average, like one glass of wine a week, and that's enough. I enjoy it and I'm able to leave it at that. So I'd really describe the way that I eat now and drink it as joyful. Like it's really, it's a pleasure. There's no guilt or shame or pain or all those negative things. And so a key takeaway from this first episode that I really want you to start playing around with the possibility is that you too can become a joyful eater. You too can become someone who has a really healthy, balanced relationship with food. I don't care, you know, how troubled it may seem at the moment, how far away that may seem, but it really is possible for you. You know, if I can do this for myself, so can you. So just take that with you and I'll catch you in the next episode. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast and I'd love to send you a copy of my free cookbook called 6 Ingredients, 20 Minutes. It's full of simple, mostly low-carb whole food recipes that are so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. Just Google Stone Soup and you'll find it.